We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Here we go. Happy Monday. Here we go again.
Sure it's not Sunday?
I don't know, man. I keep losing track.
That doesn't make much sense because I had one day off.
I know. I feel like
that was a weekend. And that's usually, there's usually two.
I don't know. I feel like I did not get enough days off.
Something's not mathing.
I feel like it's cold. It sucks out.
It's really cold, man. It is. It is
really cold. 17 up by me right now.
Woof.
Up at my house.
Woof.
19 outside Utica studio. 21 in the Syracuse area.
69 in the sheets.
Cell 5-5.
Got him.
It's supposed to warm up at least to the 50s this week. Let me see. Hold
yeah,
on.
It's either today. It's still supposed to be 50. And then Wednesday, I think, supposed to be 64. It's going to be the worst 64 ever.
52 and then 57 tomorrow, 64 on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, my phone doesn't say that.
My phone says 63, so you guys should.
Just saying.
But it stays at least.
No, not even.
I mean, it stays in the 40s after that.
Oh, wow, hey.
Like, I don't like this over the pants stuff we're doing, weather. Like, are we doing it or not?
No, this is
are
really.
Are we doing it or not?
This is, because now it's annoying because you can't tickle us with the no winter, all winter. And then when it's actually time to kind of be like, now we can start pushing some nice weather, be like, psych, actual winter.
I hate it.
Psych, the most snow you've gotten all year. It's the most snow we've had.
It really is.
All year, right
it
now.
It really is, in these outside. Parking lots.
Without a doubt.
Because this was from Friday into Saturday, into Brewfest.
And it's Monday?
Yup.
That's it. Put up the Christmas lights.
Put them up, man.
Put them up.
How are y'all weekends? How are you? Did we see any of you over at the Brewfest? I saw so many of you, so
there was a
good
few,
chance.
Because a couple of them did the smart thing, like Showgirl Fuzz, you know, talked to us and then explained that, hey, I'm also Showgirl Fuzz.
Showgirl Fuzz, yeah.
But then there was a couple of the people, of course, it's always usually the dudes, and I forget their names, that did the, I'm this on Twitch. And I'm like, I can't see your face. I did that both times. I can't see your face.
Yeah. I like knowing most people by their Twitch handles because we talk to them more often in there.
Yeah.
But
when that happens, I'm like, I can't see your side.
Well, nice to see all of you. It was gnarly weather, so those of you who did brave it, you had a good time. We all had a good time hoisting our Steiner brothers.
That was never not funny. To me.
Having the Steiner brothers on the Steins.
Especially the people that didn't get it.
Yeah.
So to them, it was just very random.
Yeah, they were these two old guys. Well, two old wrestlers, I guess, to them.
Yeah. Two shirtless, weird.
Mm-hmm.
One guy with the chains on. Nice.
Yeah.
Someone's some BDSM looking dog.
We had Ron the Destroyer take the first round.
Dude.
Shout out to Ron. I don't know Ron's last name.
I
you
do.
Know Ron? Oh, yeah, we would. I won't say it on the air.
No, because it's just a badass last name.
If you have a, and Ron and his son Trevor, is all I'll say, is Trevor stepped up, hoisted the Stein, a shocking 7 minutes or something like that.
Yep. Crushes it,
and we're like, well, this is going to be the winner. And then his father walks over and says, yeah, Trevor was my son. I got to beat him.
Got to do that. And I don't know I if it's in the K-Rock truck. Or if it's in the van or if it's in here, because I want to bring in the Stein so people can see
how big these things are. That, they're about 5 pounds each, we figured.
To just talk about it is like, I could hold a Stein.
Yeah.
No. This thing, and we could weigh it. I want
to
weigh it,
too. Yeah, people start to shake.
It was 11 minutes.
He got bored at 11 minutes. Yeah. He wasn't even done.
No, he told us.
He goes, I'm going to put it down at 11.
And craziest bro move ever.
What?
Was that we forgot to reset the timer, and he told us.
Yeah, he fixed the time, and he told us.
No,
he
goes, it's not actually so that. You got to shave 3 minutes off. Yeah. I'm like, all right, man.
So when it got to his 11 minutes, he's like, I'm going to just put it down. And I think that man would still be there to this day.
And we did. We counted. We went, all right, you're at 11 minutes. He goes, okay. And then casually set it down. And then the most badass move, just turned around, walked away.
You walked away.
Like, no, Ron,
you're going to win something.
You're not. No one's going to beat you. Oh, okay.
I feel like his wife wanted those tickets, though, yeah. So I think they'll be happy.
Yeah. I mean, six of them.
Yeah.
Six of them. And what's funny, my favorite is that, and if there's anybody that thinks they can beat that, I'm sure we can accommodate them with a ticket or two if you send us a video of you actually doing the thing for that long. But, I mean, the people that were like, I can beat that, no problem, and then would go to do it. Every single one of them, after just a couple minutes, would be like, I'm just bored.
Yeah, I'm done with it. Yeah.
I'm bored.
Because this older guy, I'm not calling him older because we're only all old at this point.
But he was the...
He looked like a dad.
He was probably the oldest of everyone, basically, that did it almost.
That did it, for sure.
He just had, about.
Just gray hair, very handsome dude. Yeah. Had his, like, probably his bank sweater on. He had his bank shirt on, and he just stood there holding it. And between him and his son, I go, whatever Nordic DNA is in your bones,
I like that.
That the two of you can just hold steins.
Yeah. Yep. No, my personal favorite was, I think you dipped out at this point.
What?
Were you there for the sweaty guy? Boss Lady was behind me. He was one of the guys that did that.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to put it down. I'm just sick of this. I need more beer.
Yeah.
He was drenched, dude. Even Boss Lady was like, he was soaked.
It's a weird muscle group you're working that you don't ever work.
You don't realize it.
And the guys who do work it are the ones who did not, like, there was a couple of old farmers that came over and did it. It took them no effort.
Yeah.
It took them, like, I don't know what, they're just like, tossing bales of hay or whatever they're doing at their farms.
Right? Unreal.
Just a couple old farm guys like, oh, this, yeah. And they'd held it there for a while.
And then even the second session guys were fun.
Yeah. Second session guys were fun.
Yep.
And we were over it at that point. So I'm just like, what are you? Yeah, congrats. You won.
We were at that point, man.
Dude, after 9 hours, I'm good.
9 hours of drunk people.
I'm good.
We were having a blast at the end, man.
Wrap it up.
Yep.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And of course, it's like 8:58. Some guy's coming over. Yo, dude. And I go, I am taking this banner down. I don't care if you love me so much. I'm walking out of here.
That happened in the end of the first session. They were having a hard time. Like,
getting people out?
Yeah, doing stuff. I had people coming up to me, and I'm like, nope, we're not.
I'm like, bro, you got to go.
Yeah, it was like, they were like, what is this? And I was like, it was a thing for a six-pack of tickets, but it's not anything now. That's why I said, well, how do I turn that thing back on?
Because I just
unplugged it and spun everything around and put everything underneath the table and just sat there, and I would just ignore people.
No,
and they
you're
come
not
up.
Allowed to be here right now. We got to clear the stop for the next session.
And then finally, I think the lady that was in charge of the security,
he
started walking the halls being like,
let's go.
Everybody's got to go. And then they all
did. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah,
because
we only had like, I don't know, 20 minutes in between sessions.
Yeah.
So the props to the vendors for getting that all set up.
Props to Cody. He hung the entire time.
That was fun.
You could have left early second session, but you were just hanging out.
Just hanging. Be a bro hanging out.
Cody did the whole damn thing. There before me. He was there till the end.
Well, it was funny. In between the sessions, I went out to my car for a second.
Yeah.
Forgot something.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's fine. No, yeah.
And I came back in, and I was walking around, and I was talking to somebody that I knew.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, you know, at 5.
Right.
And then she kept trying to, like, stop me, and she goes, it's 5:05. And I went, it's 5:05.
Yeah, you know, at 5 o'clock. Oh, you mean 5 minutes ago? Okay.
Yeah. When it starts back up, and then, you know, it's only from 5 to 5 to...
It was fun.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings makes SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad studies.
You gonna assemble that, bud?
I don't think I'm smart enough for that.
All right. There's a lot of parts to that.
Well, I don't think I'm smart enough for that. Because why? I don't... Nope, can't
I can look at it.
Yep.
I can figure that out.
Don't think your boy's smart enough for that at all.
Showgirl Fuzz.
My brain don't work like that.
Visited us at the Brewfest on Saturday and brought us a toothpick crossbow that we will assemble and we will shoot each other with.
Yeah.
Within the confines of today's show.
We got to see.
Because that's been scratching a hole in my brain all weekend knowing that we have not shot that thing yet.
Well, and I finally closed out of it. I leave windows open on my phone. That.
Okay.
Just like for later times.
Okay.
To see that, you know, if I want to get something or want to look at it later. I have that crossbow thing on my phone since we talked about it, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I look at that website is.
Bud K?
Dude.
It's dangerous.
I mean, it's
literally dangerous, but it's figuratively dangerous as well.
I haven't gotten anything from it because it's nuts.
Because what do you, on the Bud K website, what do you need?
Exactly. There's
you want
not,
all of it.
Yep, there's not one thing on there I need. Not one single thing on there I need.
This all stems back to a conversation. I brought Cody into the world of my early 20s. My roommates and I had a blow dart gun.
Yeah.
Freaking loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
We got it from Bud K. You all know, if you don't know Bud K, okay, there's going to be the people like me who just like the Mall Ninja knives and stuff that know all about Bud K. And then there's people like you who've just learned of Bud K and now can't stop thinking about Bud K.
There's just so many neat things on there, dude.
Because when we discovered Bud K in high school, you're just like, bro, I could get all these weapons just sent to me? Look at that. First ad on the Bud K website, toothpick launcher crossbow.
Wow, yep. They're right there. Yep, right. Mine's right in the middle.
Right next to the stainless steel Honshu sub-hilt blade. I feel like I need a sword that long, right?
Whip's kind of creepy.
The Cyclone blade dagger. You want that because, and then people would say this non-ironically, you want that because if it's the spiral, the wound won't close.
Exactly.
Like, what do you need to know that for, eighth grader?
Right.
Why are you telling me that? No, when you stab your assailant, the wound won't close.
There you go. What? Yeah, that way when you pull it out.
You know, for self-defense.
For self-defense when you're fighting a boar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't even know what this is and I want it.
What?
It's like a green scope flashlight.
It's the Ghost Viper tactical scope attachment and aluminum alloy LED light.
I don't have a gun to put it on it. Can I just hold
look
it?
Look at it and like peer like, through it?
Can I just like shine it at stuff outside?
Oh, I'm ordering my double XL bug out mystery bag.
Oh.
If ever there was something I didn't want having mystery in it, it'd be my bug out bag.
Yep, they have a mystery box too.
I want to know what's in that before it's time to bug out.
Yeah, I don't want to bug out. I don't want to be bugging out and then have to open a mystery box of weapons.
The grid's down! The grid's down!
Give me the hammer! I gotta open this mystery box of weapons!
Ooh, it's full of toothpick crossbows. This does me no good!
Let's see, newest items.
What?
I don't know.
What's new in the world of weird weapons? All right, tell me about it.
Oh, never mind. It's just the sharpener. I thought it was a tiny little chainsaw.
I got one of those.
No, smaller, like handheld.
Uh-huh. Somebody, and by the way,
you guys, you don't need this many knives.
I feel like you and I need little walkie-talkies, and I know we don't, but I feel like we do.
For what, like here? Because they don't go very far.
Also, like, there's always people in this office who are looking for both of us at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard after this show to find us together in the same room. It's just we're doing different things.
Yeah, after that, I don't want to look at his face anymore.
Yeah.
So I go to another room.
He's only legally required.
Complete opposite side of the building.
Cody is paid. He does not care for me. He's only here for cash.
I go to the furthest room away from where his room is.
He does not have to, by contract, spend time with me after 10 a.m., so he chooses not to.
I never really thought about that it is.
It's the furthest point in the building. Other than the water cooler. If you went and sat in the kitchen, I guess that'd be a little further.
Yep.
But people are always looking for us together after the show. If we had little walkie-talkies on us, like, boss lady's office. Yeah!
Ripping a fatty one sec.
Right! Why don't we have those? Don't we have little communication devices?
I forgot about that. Yeah, my mom still has the ones from we use out at their distance. I don't know how far it would reach. But before phones, and I had that apartment out back, we had walkie-talkies.
And I know
and it was easy. It was awesome.
Yeah, you could say, why don't you just text each other? That's way less impressive.
Well, also, most of the time, I'm not carrying my phone.
Right. But if we had our little...
Yeah.
So that if I'm walking around and someone's like, hey, for Cocoa Puffs this week, I can go... quick question for Cocoa Puffs. Come back.
Taking a dump. Give me a minute.
Right? Right? See, we're missing out.
I mean.
We're missing out. What happened?
I was looking for you.
Why? Where's this fire?
That's why I was looking.
Is there a fire?
It's over at the hotel now.
It's something. It's probably,
probably a false alarm.
Yeah, those aren't as fun.
You know me. I like to get nosy with them.
I know. That's why I saw them stop and I went,
I see police or fire truck lights.
Yep.
I get curious. I do have an outside cam for a second.
Oh, you do?
Well, this thing turns itself off after a little bit, so.
But that's pretty cool, though.
I just set it up where back. I could turn it on and off real quick. So.
Well, that's
good morning. This is the show. You are listening to K-Rock. I always love
you.
Well, just the confidence of humans. Like.
Okay, depends.
I mean, overconfidence. And I always go back to the story we did maybe a year ago at this point, where like 2% of Americans think that they could fight off a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Or it was something ridiculous. And you're like, dude, you can't. You're not stronger than a bear.
No, but.
But I am.
No, but here's the thing, though. When it comes to being like wicked strong, here's what I do all day long as a job.
And it's always the same people that bitch about participation trophies. It's always the dudes who are overconfident.
But, you get a participation trophy.
And I say this because 35% of Americans surveyed feel that they have the skills to host a home remodeling show.
Yeah, I mean.
So let's break that down. I'm not saying 35% of you can't fix a house. Probably you can't.
But
you can also host a TV show about fixing a house.
That's what I always think is funny. The people that think they can do, not like our jobs, but, you know, stuff like this.
Like a TV host.
And then
host.
It's the worst crap you've ever heard or had to listen to.
Not only could I fix a house, I could host a very popular show based on fixing houses.
Well, basically Bob Vila mixed with that hot chick with the boobs.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah, what was Pam Anderson's character on Tool Time?
Oh,
what was her name?
Oh, balls. All I can remember is Heidi, and I don't know the other one.
Heidi and what
Heidi
was her?
Heidi was favorite.
Yeah.
Heidi and...
Somebody will know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here, I'm just going to stand here, and I'm going to point to things. 48% feel they can handle any bathroom job, but although people surveyed said the bathroom is the most intimidating...
Bless you, sir.
To do remodeling.
All right. No.
I think that a lot of you listening to us are probably good at remodeling and doing home stuff. But
yeah, but there's a difference between remodeling and replacing a turlet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident I could probably replace a turlet.
Lisa was her name. Thank
Lisa,
you, Jojo.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a sink. It's just
a
matter of...
See, that's the stuff I can't do. I have replaced sinks, but a toilet with the wax ring and all that...
That's what I'm saying. It's just a whole process, and it's an annoying ordeal. But I've seen it done a couple times where I know how to... You know what I mean? Yeah, all the new ways. Some of them are plastic. Some of them are molded now. You don't have to worry about it. But you gotta go with the old ring sometimes.
I can do very simple home stuff. Don't double up.
Don't crack.
I can do very simple home stuff.
I can't. That's why I... don't mind living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Because there are houses I could afford.
But then you got to fix them up, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't bring a house back to life.
Nope, it's terrible. I can't do. I just never had, I mentioned it before, I've never had any interest.
That's fine.
In electrician stuff.
Not
or
everybody
painting
knows
or,
how to do everything.
That mouse hurt.
As we do remind you, if you visit Cody and I, please bring gifts. It's just a requirement for our time. What, you found one?
No, apparently there's one over like at the end of the old boulevard there.
Mm-hmm.
So
you'll be good. That'll be quite the combo. Over near Julie's, they said. That one he knows JoJo.
Yep, that one, yep.
Yeah. But Showgirl Fuzz brought us a gift to the CNY Brewfest this past weekend, and we've been good boys, and we have not played with it until right now. The gift she brought us was, going back to our Bud K discussions, a toothpick crossbow. Now, if you want to jump in Twitch, yeah, I'm going to shoot Cody with it.
Yeah,
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Here it is. I'm showing the camera right now. A little mini crossbow that you load the good toothpicks in. The ones that have the flat side.
Those are so nice.
And the spiky side. Now, where do you want me to shoot you?
Shoot me in the back first, and let's see what happens. And if it's not much, then you got to shoot me in the gut, I feel like, right?
I don't think it's going to stick in you like the Nerf incident.
That's what I'm saying, because if it doesn't, but it feels like maybe, it would more in the gut. Because I don't really have any back fat.
All right.
But
so
we're going to test first.
Turn around for me.
Okay.
Where are you going to stand? Stand right there. Just turn around right there. Yeah.
You think?
People on camera can
see it. I should be able to be close enough.
Oh, I'm plenty close enough. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Want me to count it down or just do it?
Yeah, whenever.
3, 2, 1.
No.
Nothing?
Shoot me in the front.
How did I? Did you feel it?
I felt it, but you could definitely shoot me in the front. Let's just see.
In the front.
You shoot me in the front. Oh, that's how this comes untwisted with me doing that.
All right, hold on. See if I can get you the nipple. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I didn't do it right. Hold on.
You shoot me in the nipple, he says.
Ready?
Okay, go ahead. I got my face covered.
3, 2, 1. Did you feel it?
I did, but you got me like the chest.
All right, one more.
All right. I saved the toothpick.
This is awesome. Very visual, I understand, but
it definitely feels more in the front. That's for sure.
These things are whipping at you, man.
For the sake of aiming, you hit right there.
I can't aim this thing. All right.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know where to tell you to aim. You got
it. I got your nipple. I saw it. That was awesome. Thank you, Fuzz. Thank you, Showgirl Fuzz. It stings for a minute. He just shot me in the Twitch chat of you. Want an update.
But
what
he didn't know is that, again, I climbed. Like, I didn't shoot it from right here.
I heard you climbing behind me, but still.
I literally did one of these.
You got over? That's fine.
I got as close as I could.
That's fine. It felt awesome. We were gifted a toothpick crossbow.
Yep.
Cody's mother very nervous about this.
Yeah,
Mom, I was playing with the crossbow at home, and it went in my eye, so.
I was going to say, especially with the amount of dumb things that I've gone
To the ER for,
like this, the thing, that scar.
What was
is
that
the
from?
One where I took the stick on the clothesline.
Oh, that's
and it was
right.
Launching him up in the air and looked up at it.
Yeah.
Broke the thumb from hacky sack, leg from football.
Mm-hmm.
Back of the head, fell down the waterfall. Mm-hmm. Just the dumbest concussions from wrestling.
Eyeball, not a bad idea. Put mini crossbow in our Wheel of Tattoos Discord. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Because
that would be a sick-ass tattoo.
Toothpick crossbow would be a badass tattoo.
But really, and you've already, everybody in our chat's already jumped there. We can put other things in the crossbow, right? I mean,
I'm already like looking around.
Me too. I'm looking for anything that will fit this exact area.
Those pins are the only thing I can think of. You know what I mean? That would definitely stick into something.
If I cut off the T part of it?
Yeah. Yep.
And just shot them into the.
Yeah. Because even don't think I would take a
no, don't a take a metal pin.
A metal shot from a crossbow.
All right, we got to go. Be right back. Busy weekend. If you were not in Twitch, you missed a lot of play with a
I'm looking
mini
for
crossbow, and now we're just putting other things into the mini crossbow. I know.
I'm looking for other stuff to shoot.
I know.
With nails.
And then we're going to be stunned when one of us gets like a toothpick in our eye we get an injury.
I won't be stunned. I do the thing where I get real angry and I get shocked. I'm never really stunned at my injuries anymore.
You're like, all right.
Yep.
That's that.
You dislocate a finger and have to pop it back in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you how many of my fingers have been popped out, not paying attention, and Elsa takes off on her leash just a little bit and just, oop. Because I do a move where
pulls it out of its socket?
Like, especially this pinky. I don't even know if I can. It doesn't even go back to the hand anymore.
Because
it goes that way. See what I mean? It'll just go that way, and I'll have to go.
He just bent his finger in a way that
I know.
It's not supposed to happen, man.
Doesn't sit with my hand anymore.
Not supposed to do that, man.
It doesn't hurt though. None of them hurt. It just.
So I'm looking at this. A study found the most Googled job in America right now is Amazon. Amazon jobs.
Oh, I get you.
And I gotta wonder, and I'm not saying this as like a slight against Amazon, but is it really easy to work at Amazon?
I've heard varying things.
Because I saw a video, and this is, again, not evidence of anything.
No. Same
stuff. I saw a video of a guy who was like, he was doing one job, and he hated it, so he goes, F this, I'm just going to go back to Amazon. And I was like, oh, you can just go back to Amazon, I guess? What is the job?
I mean, probably. They probably, not that they don't care,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, there's probably such a demand that as long as you didn't, middle finger the boss on the way out type deal, poop on his desk.
Right.
Then if you're just like, you know, I'm going to go, I have a different venture.
Pursue other opportunities
then
currently.
They can't be like, oh, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't have to hire you back. But if they, you know, they're so, you know, desperate for drivers, they probably would.
Number two is virtual assistant jobs, meaning personal assistant who works from home.
That seems lazy.
What? Yeah, like what?
They need you to make their appointments? Sorry.
What do you think I said?
No, I thought you meant like right now I'm being a virtual assistant because I'm on a Zoom call with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it's like,
if you go do,
can you schedule
busy,
my appointments and do all these things for me, right?
Yeah, and I go run your errands and all that.
Is there really that many people out there who need assistance? Like, what are you doing that you need this, that you need an assistant? You might be doing too much.
I'm trying to think. There's the one person here, and she kind of does a little bit. With her intern.
But that intern could, does stuff could, for the company,
yeah,
you know?
But she could definitely use an assistant. I mean, think of all the
for sure.
mindless crap that she has to just
so
randomly
get,
do.
All right, so she's got one.
But
she's
that's
the one. But I can't think of anybody else who would need an assistant.
Nobody else in this building. No one else is good. No. Yeah.
I guess I can't speak on his behalf, but I've seen Mike Flynn handle all of his own businesses.
No, yeah. But
he would need one, but he had never seen him use one.
I could see.
For as busy as he is.
But he's got a lot of, like, real good in-charge people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you put good people in charge,
Yeah, he's got a good lot of good right-hand men, if you will.
Men and women.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number three, these are the most Googled jobs in America right now. Flight attendant.
Yo, you
like that?
Honest to God, if I didn't have my thing with water, I would do that.
Just to travel around?
Because, I mean, not belittling anything, how hard could it be?
The biggest issue for you, and I'm sorry this is the first thought I had, is why would you have weed? Like, because maybe you'd be flying to a state where you can't have it.
That's true.
And how boring would that be to get to, like, a Louisiana and you're like, I can't.
But, I mean,
sit here sober like an idiot.
I bet it's not the hardest job. It's just probably very, very time consuming.
And lonely, I would bet, because you're just by yourself from town to town.
Yeah, unless you're, you know, like with your other, you know, you got like good friend, flight attendant friend or whatever that's doing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would be just by yourself.
SmokeEater85, thank you for that sub. Data analyst job. That has the word anal in it. Data analyst job.
What does that even mean?
Well, I think you do is you analyze data.
So like,
I think Cousin Jay does this. Because he's really good with like Excel spreadsheets and like organization.
Okay.
I think that like a company collects data.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I was noticing that this isn't running as efficiently as this. Or maybe we should ship more of these out of the thing. I don't know. You're asking me. I've never had a real job. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know how to do real jobs.
No, they're
all fantasies in my brain.
I Googled it. Yeah, you know, you're right. No, that's it. Yeah.
Like, but anytime anybody brings up a job, I don't know how jobs work. I'm sorry.
No, I do that, too. Where the hell was I? I was driving over to, like, that little Five Below area and Old Navy that's right there or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that, all that businesses
mm-hmm.
that are there.
Mm-hmm.
But you go through that park behind it. That's like a business park or whatever.
Yeah.
Just driving through that, I'm looking going, what the hell's going on in those buildings? What are you guys doing?
It's an obsession. And the deeper I get into my life where I'm just so far away from any kind of real job.
Yeah. You go into those buildings.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And there's a bunch of doors. It's not like it's just one place, one building. It's like here, there's two companies. You know what I mean?
See,
there's like 15 businesses.
Like, and I know, I know it's not relatable because we are very lucky and blessed to do this stupid job. But like, I'll see people pose in their offices, and there's like 30 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's 30 of you in that office just looking at numbers all day. Like, what are you doing?
Right? What are you crunching?
You're analyzing data in there? Then what?
And then you
now you've analyzed it. Then what?
But what data?
Yeah, right?
But for what?
But, I know. We're like little babies, man. Oh. We are doomed. If we have to ever leave this gig, we're doomed.
No,
we have no skills.
Nope. I'm going to have to just go right back to like a grocery store or something. I'm like, hey, it'd be the good thing I didn't give the middle finger on the way out to Wegmans.
Yeah, I know. I just have no understanding of jobs and skills. I don't know.
I would just go back and doing the exact same thing I was at Wegmans.
Yeah.
Like the Seinfeld episode where George just goes back to work.
And just never brings it up.
And the boss was like, didn't you quit? And be like,
No, stop it.
I got to go get the load from the truck. You guys roll back in.
Yeah, dude.
You guys
That'd be
wild.
The move.
Yeah. Can I get some steel toe boots?
Because I wouldn't know what to do if an office was like, hey, we're going to need you to analyze data.
But what?
And I'd be like all day I got to do this?
But what do you,
for 5 days?
But I got to get, what's on the rundown? What do you want? What do I got to get you?
I don't know, what's the end game here?
Got a
receptionist
up,
made the list as well.
Write up what proposal?
Who's proposing to who?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised there's still receptionist jobs out there. I don't think those are really...
They're few and far between now.
Not a lot of need for them.
I like that. We don't need one, but we need one.
Yeah. It's weird here because we don't need one, but it's also we do need
but
one.
But then we do all day.
But then we don't.
We all have to be
I know. That. So then we're all the receptionists.
We're all the receptionists.
It was a weird transition here. We don't have a receptionist. Now we're all the receptionists.
Yeah, we were like, so we're good? So we don't have to do anything? And we're like, well, no. You just all have to do it.
Everybody stand up. Be on standby.
We have a doorbell now.
Delivery drivers making the list. These are the most Googled jobs in America.
All right.
I say I would like that, but I don't know if I would like that.
Eh.
Because I would get lost easily, and then I'd get frustrated, and then I'd be mad about it.
It depends on the job and the delivering, because that's not a real word, the deliveries, like what it would be, you know what I mean? I couldn't do it'd have to be something snazzy, like delivering for, you know, certain people.
Right.
Certain products, if you will.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Because then I'm all about it.
And I get a little aggravated at how far, like I said this in my car the other day, and it was an old man yells at cloud situation. When I leave work, it's not even light out. So when I leave to go for work, it's before 5 a.m., 5, whatever,
oh, yeah,
5
yeah,
in the
yeah.
morning.
No, yeah.
And I'll start, I'm seeing Amazon deliveries happening as I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
And I go.
Yep.
What did I say? Oh, I go, can we just slow down with commerce for a minute?
Everyone relax.
We don't need 5 a.m. deliveries.
Dude, there was a delivery truck, which I'm assuming it wasn't an Amazon, but I'm assuming it was always Amazon. If it's non-marked, it's probably
sure,
Amazon.
Sure, yeah.
Dude, they ripped through the apartment parking lot last night. It was probably, I looked at the phone, I think it said like 9:47.
Exactly. They're delivering
on a Sunday.
5 a.m. or at 9:40 on a Sunday.
Yep. I was like, that's wild,
and I'm like,
man,
guys,
what do you need on
relax
Sunday?
With the commerce,
yeah.
Okay?
What did you order?
We can all get our box of Sharpies and cat litter.
And I'd be kind of pissed if I'm looking at my phone and it was like, delivery time, Sunday night, 9:30.
Well,
like,
no.
F,
we
man.
Learned that those people are working on that schedule. They probably worked all day.
Yeah.
And this is their evening job now.
That's what I'm saying. If I ordered something and I saw that my delivery was scheduled at 9:30, I'd be like,
oh, yeah, like,
no.
All right, I'm going to bed.
It's Sunday. I'm sleepy time.
No. Should be there by midnight. Like, I won't be awake.
All right,
so.
Well, can you, like, here, I'll leave the key under the mat.
Yeah, let yourself in.
Slip it in through the door real quick. I don't know.
315-364.
Live lobsters.
This is 100.9, 106.5 K-Rock.
How's my bracket looking, bud? How am I doing? How am I doing, bud? Good morning, it's K-Rock.
You really want to know?
Yeah, please, because I'm watching these buzzer beater in that game last night.
You were, I think, dead last.
I want to be. That's
you
would,
but that's crazy, though. Yeah, you went money for dead last.
Here's what I didn't know. For those of you that missed Friday's show, I filled out my bracket on Thursday right before the game started. I naturally picked BYU to go all the way. I don't think that's going to happen, seeing as they were eliminated the first game by Duquesne, who had not won a game in 60 years in a tournament. So, of course. But then Alex Kahn comes in here, or maybe it was Smoothie. One of them is like, oh, you're just going for the easy $35? And I go, what are you talking about? And they go, last place bracket gets $35. And I go, well, then I'll just do that every year.
Right.
Easy money.
Yeah.
All right, where am I standing?
You're dead last.
Yeah, dude.
You have the lowest max amount of points that you could get.
Right.
Like you could only score the lowest amount.
Right.
And the lowest amount of correct.
Thank you.
Because Liz is right behind you with terrible score. And then the who's who at the bottom here. I mean, you've got you, Liz, Jen Wells, Stephen Fonny.
Yeah.
It's just a mishmash of people
Okay.
Don't worry, though. I'm right there with you. Then it's good old Tom, Super Salad, Tammy, then me.
But can we just say that the fourth worst bracket is a sports host? A guy whose job is sports? Steve, I love you. You're a dude. Great bro. But dude.
Well, he probably didn't want to offend anybody.
Take sports analysis seriously again?
And Paulie picked Auburn. They're out.
Guys, this happens every year. Every year, Marissa's our sports guys do the worst.
Yeah. Although the tops would be the Nick Main, so he doesn't need that money. Then it's the owner of the company's daughter. Then it's Carrie. So it's like, yeah, you guys all hope you win.
Yeah, it'll be hilarious.
Hope you win.
It'll be hilarious. Oh man.
Although I'm taking
35.
I'm playing the long game
mm-hmm.
where I should be able to finish in the top 10. I would.
Do
imagine.
I have a chance?
No, sir, okay. Nothing.
But
nothing.
Easy nope. 35. You see what I'm saying? My whole career, I don't want to be the best. I just want to be the best of the worst.
You've got Duke left for your Final Four. You had BYU, Long Beach State. They're gone. You had Duke, TCU.
Yeah.
And BYU and TCU. Yeah. And
I ain't trying to be the best at something.
It's not like I'm any better, though,
I'm trying
dude.
To be the best of the worst.
Yeah, it's not like I'm any better.
Trying to be
at
the
all.
Best of the worst. Okay? Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I have zero chance. You think I have zero chance?
Well,
I'm
looking to see because Liz had Oregon and they're out.
Yeah.
And Wellsen and Fonny should move up a little. They still have UConn. Then there's Tom. He has Michigan State. So they're out. So those are your like contenders because Tammy's got Tennessee. They're still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Super Salad's got Iowa State. They're in it. I've got Houston. They're in it. Higgins had Arizona. They're in it. Ed's got Purdue. They're in it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So the blower team should move up as we get through next weekend.
Yeah.
But those are you, Liz, Tom, I'd say is the.
How's Scooter in Jamesville doing is the real
question.
Well,
here's the deal.
Because
well, in 1989, when Syracuse lost to Indiana, in the second round, there was a guy that had a turnaround jumper, and what he would do was...
Yeah, that's the show you'll hear today.
He would back the guy down, and what Syracuse needs is a guy
All right, thank
that,
you, Scooter.
From in 1989, when he would scoop...
Yep, thank you.
Here's what he would do. He would go up with his left.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But then he would finish with his
See,
right
See, what I'm
hand.
Doing is I'm trying and to end the interview here. They don't even
the
try
way,
that over there.
The way that Syracuse... Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, okay. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
man.
Good. But although I want to see where it is.
I'm renaming Orange Nation to Boomers Rambling Aimlessly is what I'm calling that show from now.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're talking about. I do a really good Scooter.
You got a good Scooter. It's someone we're referencing a caller on a show no one's listening to. So really.
Yeah.
I would imagine we got one or two listeners who get that reference.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but my women's bracket, though, bro, I am in the country 215,976th. So in the entire
Ain't
country.
So bad.
I mean, that's really not bad. I'm in the 94th percentile.
Ain't so bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Well, I hate to break it to you, fellas, because I know you want this propaganda to be true. And I know who's putting this propaganda out.
Joe Biden.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
If it's what I think you're going to say.
No, it's this. The New York Post has an article that says, bald men, toupees are cool.
No.
This is coming from Big Toupee.
Yep.
I want to talk to you as a fellow baldy right
Just
here.
Just be bald.
It's okay to be bald.
It's always noticeable.
Yeah. Now, I want to say this. It's your body. You do what you want. If you want to have a toupee, rock it.
Also don't care.
Rock it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm not going to pretend like it's cool.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, to acknowledge it.
And if we could speak as a couple of observers of people in our lives who just started having toupees, you got to ease into it.
Yeah.
There's got to be a process where...
Over a couple years.
Yeah.
Not months.
You can't have a head like me and then, like, at the end of the month have the fullest, thickest head of black hair I've ever seen.
You're like, what? What about it?
It's got to be a real gradual, like you're taking a pill or something or you're using an ointment. Just slowly, gradually come back to it.
We've seen the technology.
Emily says you got to see the technology.
We have. We've seen some of the. They look
incredible.
They look crazy. But for that process, just you be you, man.
I know. And I also want to say, I get it. If you're like a dude, because technically I went bald in my 20s. And if I were still a single man in my 20s, that would have been difficult. So if you're a younger guy who went bald early, Cousin Jay and I both had the DNA where we went bald young.
Yeah.
And I get it. Maybe you're young, you're single, you're like, I'd still like to rock a head of hair. You do you. But I'm not, I'm talking to my fellow 40-plussers who are out there going through whatever midlife crisis you're going through right now, buddy. If you're doing the toupee, it's got to be a slow grow.
Yeah.
It's got to be a slow grow.
Yeah.
If it gives you that confidence, I agree, sister, do it.
No, that's what we were saying. We already said
slow grow. Slow grow.
Nobody's shaming anybody.
Slow grow.
But yeah.
That being said, I don't think they're cool. I don't think a toupee's cool right now.
Just,
they do this move. This is out of the New York Post. The newest ones are from a company called Flex.
Okay.
Where they do what we've been seeing in the commercials, where they glue it to your head.
It's all weaved in.
And then they cut your hair around it.
Mm.
You can shower with. I can shower in it. Wasn't that a thing from the 90s?
Yeah.
Where the hair you can shower in.
Come out of the pool and you're like,
I can shower in it.
Yeah.
And you can go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, you're doing all sorts of work. But, I mean, we got to get haircuts every couple months. But
right. And I do say, if you want to be confident, you might not have the cost. They are several thousand dollars every 6 months.
Yeah, no.
If you're loaded?
I mean, yeah, great. Yeah, if you're loaded and it's working for you and you love it so much and...
When you're
that,
telling me I could either have a full head of hair or just be bald and save a few grand, I'm saving a few grand.
But yeah, if you want to spend that money and you've got the means, by all means, go for it.
That being said, too, don't think for a bit I wouldn't show up in here one day with the longest head of
natural-looking. Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. Yeah.
If there's a company locally that does that, I will get a full head of hair and never reference it once.
That'd be great.
Did you always have that?
Yeah, why?
My middle part? Yeah.
What?
What's the big deal? Yeah.
You have any moose?
Yeah. This? My big feathered hair? I've always had this big feathered hair.
You always moosing it.
I'm always moosing.
Yeah.
I'm always moosing. No big deal.
Always moosing. Down here moosing.
I'm trying to understand this Ohtani drama, because I'm reading the article here.
Good old Ohtani drama.
Questions have grown over his former interpreter... Right?
Yeah.
Media guide says that I'll try to pronounce her name. Ippi Mizuhara. Mizuhara.
I've heard it. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mizuhara claimed they graduated from the University of California Riverside in 2007. However, NBC Los Angeles said the university disputed that he ever attended the school. Meanwhile, multiple news reports show that Okajima, who is that?
I don't know that name.
Failed to show up for a physical? Anyways.
Oh, that guy?
One of the interpreters.
Oh, it's just another one?
Allegedly took a bunch of Ohtani's money, like $4 million to cover gambling losses. So what's the drama here?
Well, that he won, depending on what, you can't gamble. Not allowed to.
Uh-huh.
Depending on what it is, old Pete Rose is not allowed in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Mizuhara was terminated from the Dodgers on Wednesday after Ohtani's representatives alleged that he stole $4.5 million
to cover
gambling losses.
Maybe seeing that it might be Ohtani's and not stolen, and they kind of pinned it on him is what people are kind of saying. That's what they're kind of saying. So today, Ohtani's going to be addressing everything.
So Ohtani could be tangled up in gambling already?
It's like, why did he take the 4.5? How did he have access? You know what I mean? It was a whole thing. It's a whole deal where I'm sure that they're going to figure out some way to not have Ohtani linked to this and just be like, yep, he stole it.
This guy's got to take the fall.
Uh-huh.
Mizuhara spoke with ESPN. A spokesperson for Ohtani recanted the account and said that Ohtani had not been aware of Mizuhara's gambling activity.
Because how is that guy spending...
4.5 mil. So you just has access to your bank account, Otani, and you're not paying attention, or you pay this guy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for an interpreter to get and nobody to really notice. You know what I'm saying?
Has Otani ever been like in trouble for gambling before?
No, because
you get in trouble. Right.
Big deal, man.
Wow.
That's why it's weird. It's in what I was saying about the, yeah, it's right there. It was through the illegal gambling thing that they're like under investigation. So
Did you say illegal or legal?
Illegal.
Illegal gambling?
Yeah. So it's not going well. Yeah, that's the thing I saw, is that initially he said that he thought he was giving him the money to help him through some stuff.
I need 4.5 million. Can you help me through some stuff, Cody? I need 4.5 million.
Like, really?
Can you help me through some stuff? I need that 4.5 million.
Who knows, man?
The IRS is involved now.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I would imagine that they're not going to let their big star go down for this.
Nah.
But also, after what I've learned, dude, at watching, I watch a lot of like shows about underground gambling rings. You don't. I spend a lot of time on YouTube.
Okay. I can't. All right.
And LA is a big spot for underground gambling. So I'm saying, if he's in LA now,
yeah,
this interpreter obviously isn't.
That's
but
where he's been. He was just on the Angels, so he's been there the whole time.
Okay. So that's going to be troublesome.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these underground gambling places, they won't tell you who's playing at the games. No. Like, I like to watch.
And the why I kind of side with Otani a little is that he's not going to need to gamble on an illegal site.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, it's just not. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's very, very interesting. The sports nerd to me will definitely go home and slap on
whatever news coverage
something today just to see.
Yeah, Tom is saying 4.5 million for Otani is like $5 for us. Yeah, it's not like five, it's like probably like 100.
Yeah, but it's that doesn't matter. That part of it doesn't matter. It's the fact that it was his direct like employee and you just through the illegal thing.
Right, and it could have easily been his. Yeah, it could have very easily been Otani going, go place his bet for me.
Yeah.
Go place his bet for me.
So
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. It's just wild. Sports is wild.
Well, when the gambling stuff gets involved, yeah.
Well, what I can't wait for now is that what the NFL is going to do, because I tell you this all the time, and it always happens. We're talking about March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking baseball. So that NFL PR machine is
they gotta ramp up and do something.
No one's talked about NFL in a couple days. Look what happened last week. All of a sudden, of course, it was him. Aaron Rodgers' news had to bust out. It was like, oh, he might be a VP candidate.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see, maybe there'll be some fun NFL news coming out.
They'll force it in because we're not talking about them enough. Yep. They don't like
there'll be a trade or a free agent signing or something crazy, man.
Otani agreed to pay his debts, like he was helping him out, had no knowledge of his gambling debts, and had not transferred money to the bookmaker's associate.
So I mean that makes sense. That seems, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was my friend and I had the money to do that, I would do that as well. Because again,
yeah.
Because
if I had that money and you needed $4.5 million, I'd give you $4.5 million.
Right. And again, because in that sense, yes, then it is to him like $5.
Yeah.
If he's just paying off your friend's debt, you know what I mean? Then it is like $5 to him.
And I would imagine that the Dodgers and Otani are probably like, hey man, this was definitely all you. Here's some money to make sure it was all you.
Yeah.
Let's not take down the guy we just signed a 10-year contract with.
We have to pay in 30 years. We're going to be linked to this name for 30 years.
Yeah, so I'll see how this plays out. Ooh, ahoy! I don't know why we have so much snow. I was,
Here goes some snow.
We were in Twitch chat, and I did the outdoor cam real quick, and yeah, it's gross out. It's gross out, I know. It's supposed to be warmer today, though.
And you'd think that, now that I'm looking at it, you'd think some of the roads are by us here. This would be a little cleaned up. I mean, that's...
Check them pumps, because this snow's going to melt.
Dude, that's going to...
Today and tomorrow.
By Wednesday, man, your basements are going to be destroyed.
So be ready.
Just be watching out for that.
I'm not proud of it, but I am also one of these people where they say 76% of snackers are brand loyal. I wish I was more frugal when it came to my snacks.
Yeah, nah.
But the Aldi brand Cheez-Its don't taste like Cheez-Its.
No, that's... Yes.
The knockoff Doritos don't taste like Doritos.
And if you like some of those tortilla chips that aren't Doritos,
yeah,
then power to you.
Yeah.
There's some that I can deal with. There's mm-hmm. a couple of them that are okay, but no, you're right. You're right. And unnamed store, two for $9 is not a goddamn deal.
Okay? Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
What do we say? You vote with your wallet, man. You just don't buy it.
Guess what? Ain't getting no Doritos for a while.
You just don't buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Not two for $9.
Chips are too expensive.
It's unreal, man. And what's funny is that you know that they don't have to be. Pardon me. Because you see the store brands.
Mm-hmm.
And the store brands are like $2 for $5 and stuff like that. And you're like,
yeah.
So you can make chips that are not $6 a bag.
And they know that we'll buy the name brand. They know that we're suckers for it. And I know that like the generic Doritos aren't made at the same place as Doritos. They definitely have a distinct taste. But cereals, you can go nuts with cereals. Buy the off-brand cereal all day long.
Yeah.
They've released their 2023 State of Snacking Report, which surveyed 3,600 adult consumers. 76% of snackers say they are loyal to certain brands. Yeah, okay. I am.
Yeah.
Not to be bougie about it, but I am. I want the Oreo. I don't want the knockoff.
No, now that you say it, I didn't really think about it, but yeah. Yeah.
With my sauces just and stuff.
Exactly what you said. Well, with that,
I can go off brand for like a ranch dressing and stuff.
Depends. Yeah, those stuff like all that other stuff. Yeah, without a doubt. But mm-hmm. when it comes to snacky snacks, no, yeah, you can't.
When looking, mm-hmm. and this is what gets Cody and I all the time. When looking for something new to snack on, 62% of people turn to social media or Instagram reels or stuff like that.
Yep.
I get caught with that stuff all the time.
I saw a new one, a little snacky snack that I, it's more like a treat that I want to have to try. You know those, the pickle chip things that I was making with the cheese and you melt like the pickle in it and blah, mm-hmm, blah, blah, and then mm-hmm. you kind of let it dry and it's mm-hmm. like a crunchy thing. You do that with the cheese thing, right? And then you let it, you know, as it's kind of starting to harden, you let it harden up a little bit. Then you put some, like, already cooked buffalo chicken on it.
Ooh.
And let it solidify even more. And then it's like a buffalo chicken cheese chip thing.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to try that.
That sounds pretty good. I made a bread yesterday. My brother-in-law.
Ooh, okay.
My brother-in-law sent my wife a 4-ingredient bread recipe. And the entire time I was making it, I was like, this isn't going to work out. It didn't look like bread dough.
Okay.
It just wasn't working out. And then I made it and it worked out all right.
What kind was it? Anything fancy?
It was just like, instead of putting it into loaf pans, you just kind of make it into like a log.
Oh, yeah.
Like an artisanal bread, I guess.
Okay.
And then it just cooked and it tasted good.
Yep.
It was a dense bread. I enjoyed it.
Because I want to get that loaf pan.
Oh, yeah. Because you're making your stuff at loaves at home.
And you can just make loaves.
And could you buy like your pre-made pizza dough, put it in a loaf pan, and then it would make a pizza loaf?
Don't know. So then you could
hollow it out?
Yeah, that sounds pretty much it right there.
Stuff in whatever you want.
It's a good idea.
Thank you to all who came over and said hi to us at the Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brew Fest.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
That was awesome. There were so many of you guys.
So many of you stopped over to see us. Thank you so much. Thank you to all the great sponsors and partners and everybody who came. Hope you had a good time.
I did. It went by a lot faster than
flew
expected.
By, man. We were busy playing our Steiner Brother game.
Yeah, because you got to think that all of those add up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Over and over.
5 minutes
over
at a time
over
before you know it.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it's done. Big
shout out to Ron the Destroyer. Big longest time we've ever seen with 11 minutes.
Ever.
And the history of our Steiner hoisting. So
I'm very curious to see how long he could have went, to be honest with you.
He got bored and you put it down.
Yep.
That man should compete nationally.
Yep. And I kept telling people is that forget about, it was 11 minutes. He held it in the same spot.
Didn't move.
And just didn't move.
He didn't have the shakes like anybody else. Nope. He just didn't react to it.
Yep. He just had just right there. Hold on.
I think that man just loads air conditioners for a living something. He just has those muscles. So it was a fun weekend. Yeah, he got ice water in his veins.
He did. At least in that left arm.
We had a great time. Not our apologies because they got a lot of juice off of it, but the Gritty Sisters Soap Company had no idea what we were doing.
No, they were so confused.
In front of their booth. I hope you sold a lot of soup. Soap, ladies. Cody grittied right past the Gritty booth. And
yep. And it was funny. I felt bad because we didn't need any of them for it at all.
No,
but
we're just going to do this thing.
The one lady was like, okay, let me get ready. Well, hold on. There's other. And we're like, no, I.
He's just going to do a Gritty thing?
I think she thought it was like an interview or something.
So shout out to the Gritty Sisters.
It's going to hit the Gritty running by you.
I have not watched quiet on set. You're all asking.
No, I haven't either. That's, I don't think I want to. Not for anything to have. Not for like, oh, I don't want it to be ruined for me. That's too late. It's too sad.
Well, my wife listens to audiobooks, and she had listened to Jeanette McCurdy's book, so I'd heard some stuff in bed while she was listening to that.
Yeah.
And then over the weekend, I was coming out to the kitchen, and she had this on.
Oh, yeah.
And just the part I caught.
What was it?
Well, they had the Drake, Drake is in it a lot.
I saw a couple clips with him.
If you don't know it, it's called The Dark Side of Kids TV. It's all about this, you know, basically late 90s, early 2000s, Nick.
Yes. I did see the Ariana Grande stuff. That's effing disgusting.
Was it like the...
Yeah, all of it. The milking the potato.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, that's where I walked in.
Putting the poor girl's head on the edge of the bed.
I'm walking past the room and there's like a part. I'm not ruining anything.
No, you're not.
They had filled. I don't even know what it was because I was only hearing it but they said milk your potato.
It was some little like thing where she would sit in a bed and just talk to the camera and like answer silly questions. And one of them was, can you get milk from a potato? And she was like, I don't know. And going, Double hand job on the potato as a 15-year-old girl.
And then
girl.
It squirted on her.
And she was, I'm doing these things.
And
it
I'm
was
just like did
what are you
any,
doing?
Was there no, no adults?
No, yes. And they were all to blame, it seems like.
It's just so effed up, dude, that like I'm listening to this and I'm like, Ariana Grande would disappear for hours at a time. And I go, why?
Yeah.
Why?
And then we don't wonder now. I mean, maybe we didn't then. We just kind of turn a blind eye. But then we wonder why these people...
Why were the kid actors that bad? Because they have trauma. They lived through trauma. Because
they got destroyed.
They lived through horrific
kids.
Trauma, and no one was doing anything, and it's so upsetting.
Nope.
So no, I'm not gonna watch it because it's just so disturbing and upsetting, and everybody involved should be ashamed and in prison.
The kid, I don't even remember what it was about. Can you drink water upside down? And she's laying on the edge of the bed,
dude.
Going like this.
Uh-huh, spraying it all over her face.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That iCarly show, obviously Jeanette McCurdy talks about it in her book, but it's like all the feet stuff they had to do and like rubbing peanut butter on their toes and stuff.
Yep. No, I just
like, how do you not do anything for these kids?
Yeah.
This wasn't like 1905. This was the early 2000s.
Yep.
Late 90s. Somebody on set should have been...
And the more and more we've seen over the last like 5 years that the entire industry is just riddled top to bottom.
Yeah.
With disgusting dudes that it just doesn't matter. And I mean, hopefully now it's starting to matter.
Well,
a little
it's
bit,
mattering now
God
and they're
sake.
All getting exposed now, but it's too
like,
little too
yeah,
late
like,
in my opinion,
yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like, great. But is anything, my take from this, because I saw it, I wasn't going to watch it, that guy,
Dan
one
Snyder.
Of them like said stuff like what?
Well, the
how
one,
are you just not in jail?
There's one guy, I don't know what happened because I left the room, but the one guy that was, I'll say allegedly because I don't know what's proven or
yeah,
not,
I have no
he
idea.
Was allegedly molesting Drake.
That's what I'm saying, and he's not in jail?
And then I saw, like, the part that I was in the room for, it was like Drake was saying, oh, well, at least he'll never have to work in Hollywood again, and then they go, and that's not what happened, and then I left. So I don't know if he was still in it or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know,
the whole
man.
Thing is sick, man.
It's all very weird. All of it's all weird where they just the protection that goes into, like, how long ago were we supposed to see that stupid Epstein Island BS?
Yeah, that's
just protected and covered
be
up because God forbid that, you know, some of our beloved actors and heroes are going to be seen as terrible. So all they were doing is just banging kids.
Yeah, that's got to come out.
But it's never going to. There's nothing ever happens to these people.
And
it's
what's
insane.
Weird, I mean, it's not weird because I get it. That Dan Schneider guy, we're talking about Quiet on Set, Dark Side of Kids TV. That Dan Schneider guy was obviously like the big boss.
Yeah.
So people underneath them were probably intimidated to say or do anything.
Yep.
When the guy at the top is doing all this, what do you do, you know?
Well, yeah.
Who do you complain to?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, I guess you can send anonymous reports or whatever, but, dude, the whole documentary is sick, so.
Yeah, it's just, hopefully some of this stuff is now just, I mean, shining lights on.
I hope so.
Some of these people where, I don't know, maybe, I don't even know what backlash I would expect, but there's got to be, I don't know, something.
Well,
I don't know.
It happened in, I mean, it didn't, this isn't as extreme, but back in the 80s, they had to make all these adjustments because these child actors were losing all their money because their parents were spending it.
Yeah.
So they made that adjustment to be like, no, you can't spend this kid's money. They're working for it. Now, obviously, I hope something happens with people on set and keeping these kids safe, man. It's wild. It's wild. Nope. I have not watched it. I'm not going to watch it.
I mean, I feel like I have already.
I know. I feel like I know the parts.
A couple little tiny clips here or there, but I mean.
Sunshine today. Warming up. I know it started cold, but we're going to warm up today. High around 52. Yeah. And then same with tomorrow. Clear. Yeah. Warming up. I don't know. Going to be high near 58.
It just won't matter.
And then Wednesday, 61.
Because it'll just be like
cold again.
Cool. I can look out the window and know that it's 58 out because you can't open any windows because it'll still be too cold from the snow. You can't do anything outside because even if the snow's melt, it's going to be wet and muddy. Or the snow's not going to melt. It's going to be freezing cold.
Yes, I'm ready for sunshiny days. I think we all are. Weather brought to you by Stewart Chops. Get over to Stewart Chops. Get yourself a delicious warm lunch. Crock pots are cooking. Birds, that'd be nice. Chicken sandwiches, some chili. All available at your local Stewart's Chops.
I like it. I'll soup him.
Texas man has changed his name to, quote, literally anybody else and is now running for president. In hopes that people
got
writing
my
in,
vote.
Literally anybody else.
Got my vote.
Literally anybody else. Yeah. That's my name. My name is literally anybody else, and I'm running for president of the United States. You know, it's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're under it would be literally anybody else. Mm-hmm. There really should be some outlet for folks like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
I agree. I think we should look at like maybe like a team of people should run the country, you know?
Well, they all do.
And
it's
we
kind of like
do
that.
With our branches, but
the same thing. Just look at the last two. There's no way that those two numbnuts, the last two, have run this country.
No,
I mean,
they put people
they try,
around them.
But yeah.
They put people around them as they should. You're supposed to delegate for a good cause, but.
But no, that, I mean, we.
I think that we should evolve to like, I don't know, like a dozen people. Like 12 people should be in charge of all of us.
Then they wouldn't even get along, man. Yeah. And it would be, I don't know, somehow it wouldn't work and it would be, I don't even know.
Magic 8-Ball. Maybe I'll vote for a Magic 8-Ball and that can make all the decisions.
At this point, I have no idea what would help, right? I think it almost, well, I don't know, because we all know that ain't the case. I was going to say, I think pretty much everybody would agree with literally anybody else, but
I'm not
going to
say literally anybody else, because there's some real bad people out there.
Well, I meant there's those group of people that don't want literally anybody else. They want one person and one person only, and he's never left office.
Yeah, that there is that.
Yeah.
I mean, people's brains have been broken for about 5 years now. What are you going to do?
But yes, no, not literally anybody else, because there's that guy that we saw take a poop.
There's the guy in the corner. He would count as literally anybody else.
I don't want the poop guy to be president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man. Or there's like just like a random password generator for president. Now you ask him a question and it can generate a word and we go, that's the one. Do that one.
Do that. There we go.
How close are we to AI for president?
Yeah,
is
right.
That,
AI for president. I am president.
Like, isn't artificial intelligence supposed to know all the information about all things at all times? And then we can just say, hey, should we get involved in this crisis? AI would say, nah.
Where are the white women at?
Oh, AI. AI is getting horny. All right. AI. There we go. Listen, there's got to be a better way. Literally, you can write in literally anybody else.
He's going to get votes.
He's going to get votes now, yeah.
Because he knows he's going to. Although, what a waste.
To what?
To just go in and write literally anybody else. Thanks for wasting a vote. I mean.
Well, it's important to vote. You vote for who you. I mean, the way our presidential elections work, it's going to be like three states that decide it this year. It's not. As much as I want you all to vote, New York is not really a state that decides the presidential election.
Still, because if we all cook that mindset,
we can't. You've got to be involved. I'm not saying don't vote. I'm saying every one of you should vote.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that generally the way our presidential elections work is there's just a few states.
I mean, now it doesn't matter because it's legal now, pretty much. But there was that lady that wanted weed to be legal.
I would love her to be federally legal.
Vote. Yep.
Would make our lives so much easier to be able to talk about it on the radio. It would be so much easier.
Ooh, talk about what?
We'll come back.
Congratulations, Jerry Seinfeld. You're now a billionaire. Wow. Okay.
I'm a billionaire.
You see what I'm saying? I guess I could argue both sides. Part of me is like,
what do you want to say about Jerry Seinfeld?
part of me is like, stop giving people like Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock million-dollar Netflix deals. They already got the money.
Yep, but
we... But also, the other side of the coin could be like, well, people will watch their stuff. Like, I could argue both sides of it. You know, Adam Sandler is going to get more viewers than random, you know, nobody who's making a Netflix show.
But the thing is that... Are they? Are we?
We don't know. That's the thing about Netflix. Don't release their stats.
I don't know anybody that's like, dude, new Chris Rock stuff?
Yeah?
Dude, these Jerry Seinfeld ventures? And other than when Adam Sandler?
Right.
I've only ever heard that nobody has seen that weird Spaceman movie.
No.
Like, nobody really cares. No one's watching their stuff. They're giving them all this money. It's not translating anything as far as, I mean, I can really
that
see.
That I know. They must see a value in it. I don't know what the value is. Right? But Jerry Seinfeld is reportedly now a billionaire. And I give him credit. He got in when TV money was sweet,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Him and Larry David and that whole cast making their money off of Seinfeld, rightfully so, one of the best sitcoms ever made.
Yeah.
But according to Bloomberg, he has made $465 million in Seinfeld deals alone.
Okay, perfectly fine.
That's almost half a billion in Seinfeld deals alone.
That I have no problem with. He could be a billionaire from that and I have no problem with it. But everything after that he's done has been garbage.
$94 million from Netflix alone. Now, I'll say they expect that he has made over $100 million in touring, which fine, that you're going out, you're putting the hours in, go ahead, be our guest.
You enjoy his stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And he also owns $40 million in real estate. Is it his houses or is he like a landlord?
That's smart.
Is Jerry Seinfeld a landlord?
Like he could be.
Heat goes out and, oh.
I'll fix your heater.
Let me get in there.
What's the deal with the leaking roof?
Jerry, of course, says this is inaccurate, but I don't think it's inaccurate. When you've got dedicated buildings full of Porsches, I got a feeling you got a lot of money.
Well, then, that's also a weird. If it's inaccurate, don't say it. Just ignore it. But. That's a little inaccurate. You know what I mean? All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Like, is he embarrassed? Oh, right? I like to remain humble. We know you're rich, bro.
And you're the least humble person, so.
Yeah, you're not humble about it at all. We know you're loaded.
You know, you're not humble.
Well, I don't exactly have a million. Snicker, snicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now it sounds like share.
So if he's got a lot of money because of real estate, he's a landlord. I mean, that's where the money is.
But I mean,
that's when we were shocked that Eagle Eye Cherry has so much money because he owns real estate.
Again, because I have no problem with him being a billionaire.
No,
I don't care. Everybody make the money. I'm just saying, in general, they're like Netflix and these people. Stop throwing $500 million at Adam Sandler and go do whatever you want.
Spread it around a little.
Yeah, spread it around or maybe kind of stop being like, no, these people are so great, we'll let them do whatever they want. Because then you're going to get a Spaceman movie. You'll get that lizard thing that people liked.
Leo the lizard, yep.
But then he's going to counter with a Spaceman
movie.
Because he's like, man, oh, I can't do it.
Well, and it bugs me out.
A movie about a Spaceman. I'm going to be so serious.
Because like, I hear so many stand-up comics.
What would he do? And do that, Adam. That's all we want, bro. What's that, man?
As somebody who came from that world many, many years ago, I see so many stand-up comics that will go on podcasts and be like, yeah, we pitched Netflix my special. They didn't want it, so it's on YouTube. It's like, why? You can't give this guy $100,000 for a special?
Right, but you can give Adam Sandler $500 million.
A little bit. Let other people make some money, too, you know?
Because all that end up, then that things just end up failing.
I know.
You can see it now. They're all separating only just to come back. We're all going to have to buy them all. Here's a brand new idea you can get. Oh, you know what I mean? The cable stuff we always talk about.
Yeah, and with Seinfeld, didn't they give him a bunch of money for Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, which was already free on YouTube?
Yep. Oh, I forgot that he did that, too, so I guess not everything was a failure, I guess, because everybody liked that,
right? I liked that show, yeah. It's interesting.
So.
But I'd seen it all on YouTube, and then it suddenly went to Netflix. Yeah,
again, yeah.
All right, make that money. What do you see?
Something on the back of the shirt?
Yeah, you got a big old logo on the back. Are you wearing your Spatchcock Funk shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on the back?
Yeah.
Look at that!
Cool little graphic of some kind.
I saw it on the Twitch cam.
Yeah.
I'm the worst with that.
Shout out to Spatchcock Funk. I think this week is when they go, episodes drop.
A couple previews of stuff that looked really cool.
They're going to get us on that show, bud. You know that.
That'd be fun.
You know that. We're going national on Spatchcock Funk. You kidding me?
Let's do it.
Come on now.
Let's get on the TV.
California Highway Patrol is letting people know that you cannot use the carpool lane if you have an imaginary friend. How dare you?
Sorry,
tell
bud.
Me.
You gotta go.
My friend Stevie and I.
I told them, but they said you're not real.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The
So sorry to interrupt.
He looks pretty real to me. What's that? Take my meds?
Yeah. I don't wanna.
I don't wanna.
California has a fast track.
Yep.
That you set yourself to say how many people are in your car, and then you're allowed to use like a lane, I guess. I don't know. We don't have it here.
Wait. So you like, wait, where do you put it? Like on an app?
Is it in my app? I don't know.
You'd have an app and be like,
I
got 10 people.
Live in central New York State where it is cold and miserable all the time.
You live in New York? New York City?
Ben? No.
That's all I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
If you set it to two or three people, you get a discount on tolls.
Oh,
so if anybody's
why?
Out there from California or have been there, tell me how this works.
Why is that?
Because you're using yet less vehicles, I guess. Fewer emissions. Maybe they want to encourage this.
Because those two less cars that they're driving out there.
I know.
Offsets the giant Hummers and everything, maybe.
Yeah. I carpooled today. Meanwhile, 500 celebrities take their private jets.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Down the block.
I carpooled. Flying jet overhead.
Some guy was using the express lane on Wednesday. When his monitor scanned through, it said he had three people in his car, but the police said he was driving alone, so they pulled him over.
You know,
he had a t-shirt wrapped around the passenger seat with a bucket hat on the headrest.
Nice.
And nothing in the back.
That's where his friend was. He was laying down.
He was trying to claim, no, that's my passenger. Maybe he was trying to, like, screw up the cameras or something.
Well, you know what, though, man? I don't know about in California, but it from, you know, you're reading about news articles and stuff. Maybe they have special task forces for these types of things, but really? This is what we're worried about? Pulling him over.
With the imaginary friends?
And doing all sorts of police work to give the guy a ticket to... Just stay out of the carpool lane.
$238 fine, my friend.
$238. Good God, man. Mm-hmm. But if everyone's doing it, then it's not faster and they all suffer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just insane, man.
I get in the carpool lane for hauling around these nuts.
Also imaginary.
Also my imaginary friend. Jelly bowl, jelly roll, jelly, jelly, jelly roll, jelly roll. Are we in jelly bun season? We gotta be, right? It's Easter time, right?
Isn't it for Easter? I don't know, but can you please not film here?
What? What happened?
Remember that place that let us do our thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's all jelly bun, that's all jelly I ever remember bun, about those things.
Jelly bun, jelly bun.
We want to promote you.
I think it's jelly bun season. I'm not sure when that heck kicks off.
Well, can someone get us some jelly buns, please?
They're real messy.
Oh, I don't
real
care.
Messy.
Let's go. Get us a damn jelly bun, man.
Radio World, we hand you off to the 1990s at 9.
Hopefully somebody hands us a goddamn jelly bun.
Jelly bun, jelly bun. Twitch, we're playing a little hockey. Golden Knights at Blues. I'm the Knights. He's the Blues.
I felt bad after, was it on Friday? I thought I was going to get some angry calls, or maybe Thursday when I had to do a fart. With Pantera.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah, you got like, to. No, out of respect, you have to. You have to.
Yep.
315-364-109 K-Rock text line if you want to get involved. Twitch is streaming. Our video game session starts right now. It's K-Rock.